advice. For friendly personal service, visit Noemi Scheinfeld, pharmacist in the Côte Saint-Luc Shopping Center, affiliated with PJC Jean Coutu.
CIQC.
Everyone, beautiful Saturday, October 17th. Welcome to Travel World. I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backes.
Willem Backes just made it in here in the nick of time. The nick of time, not George or Spiro.
And how do you know what we had for breakfast?
Yes, stop out for breakfast. A great breakfast day. Great day on Saturday. And Eli Khoury is in to begin the show with us today to give us the wrap up of his trip to Europe, part three, Brussels and Stockholm. Good morning, Eli.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Good, good.
So you went to Brussels, huh?
You know what? I went to Stockholm first.
Yeah,
that
was with the ferry, right?
Yeah, actually, you take the train from Paris and you get to.
You got to move a little closer to the mic, Eli.
Okay,
you know
better
than that. Radio man and everything.
All right. Well, I don't have my headphones on. Like this, so
well,
so
okay.
you get to Stockholm from from Brussels.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, from Paris. You take the train.
Thank
it's
you.
Rather a long trip, right?
Eli had a long trip.
A long trip. You got to remember which order he did it.
It's about 27 hours by train, but of course, Rail Europe provided us with tickets, and it was just it was a wonderful trip. It was long, but it was wonderful.
At least it's relaxing. At least you didn't have to drive those 27 hours.
Well, you know, they made me get in the front of the locomotive, and I drove for a bit. But
that would have been fun.
Yeah, that would have been fun.
Imagine me behind the wheel of the locomotive.
Oh, yes. If you get those engines going higher than, you know, say, oh, only 120 miles an hour. Let's see if we get 160, right?
You know, I'm going to let Willem say this. I went to Copenhagen, but I know that's not how you say it. You say?
Copenhagen.
Copenhagen. Thank you. Everybody kept correcting me. I say, is this train going to Copenhagen? They say, no, it's going to Copenhagen.
And actually, the Dutch word for a tie is a das. So if you saw a Copenhagen tie and you were Dutch, you'd call it a Copenhagen das.
Copenhagen das. Okay. All right.
And of course, you could spill your ice cream on your tie and then...
Then you'd say some words you're famous for.
Yes.
So you get to Copenhagen, or Copenhagen rather, and you take the ferry from there to Malmo in Sweden, but you stay on the train. The train actually gets on the ferry.
Okay,
oh, yeah?
Or just rides on board.
Yeah, rides on board. That's how convenient Eurail is. I mean, you get on a train and you don't get off until you get to your destination.
It's actually not so unusual, trains on a ferry, because here in Montreal, when they had the original Montreal Machine Railroad, do you remember that, Stephen?
Yes.
That was continued by CNR, and they actually had a ferry that
went from Lachine over to the South Shore.
Chattahoochee side, so.
Yeah, I mean, they should bring that convenience back. I mean, the convenience they have in Europe with the train's unbelievable.
You don't like the bridge idea?
Well, you know, I like the train better. It just, you know, it cuts down on emissions and stuff like that. And it's just
a
lot more convenient. So if you're looking to take a trip through Europe, take the train. You want to call Rail Europe at 1-888-382-RAIL, or you can go to raileurope.com on the internet. So once I get to Sweden, you go right to Stockholm. It's a couple hours from Malmo. And I get to the Radisson, which is the Radisson Strand, the SAS Strand, which was built in 1912 for the Olympics. It's right on the water. It's in the center of town. It's 2 minutes from the old city. It's unbelievably gorgeous. It's a beautiful place.
You have that old style elegance and charm that is missing from a lot of today's modern hotels.
We went to the SAS when we went to Brussels. Yes, wasn't that a wonderful hotel? Oh.
Actually, I stayed at that one as well.
Ooh,
but I mean,
what
the one. Yeah, the one in Stockholm was unbelievable. It's called the Strand. You can't miss it. It's right on the water, and it looks like an old castle. Right, but it's also great for businessmen because when you go downstairs to breakfast, businessmen meet there in the morning. Breakfast is unbelievable, and the place is just beautiful. You know,
wow.
The staff is great, and if you're going to go to Stockholm, you want to stay in style, book the Strand.
And that's a type of property that sort of reflects the local traditions, and
it does. Yeah,
it's not one of those as we always say cookie cutter type hotels where you wake up and you're not really in the city that you went to visit.
You know what? I just want to tell everybody. I know people. We have an IKEA down on Cavendish Boulevard, but Stockholm is unlike IKEA.
Okay.
I mean, it really is unlike IKEA. That's what I was thinking.
I thought they would have a blue store and just call it
exactly.
Common Sense.
Just
Common Sense.
Yeah.
English for IKEA.
I mean, it's very the city's quite convenient, you know, to get around to. You won't get lost in Stockholm. You've got to be kind of you know, lost upstairs to get lost in Stockholm. It's really that easy to get around.
The people aren't that good at putting their own furniture together.
You know what? I thought going to Europe was going to be difficult with the people, and you hear how arrogant and not friendly. No. Very friendly. I mean, you ask anybody on the street where to go this, and they point you directly, and everybody speaks English, which is great. And actually, a lot of people speak French.
Really?
Which, you know.
Well, I'm not
they're
so surprised.
They're
a
multilingual
though.
Society in Europe. And you then you went to Brussels, and that was the hotel we stayed at, the Radisson SAS.
Yeah.
And they have the walls for the excavation right in the lobby, the atrium lobby, with the old
it's
city
walls. It's a 1,200-year-old Romanesque wall that they discovered when they were excavating the place. And they kept it in the center of the hotel, where the restaurant is. Again, it's really a businessman or business person type hotel. You've got faxes in your rooms. They have business class rooms at Radisson SAS.
Did you take the property tour?
I walked around myself. Uh-huh. I walked around and checked it out myself. It's really a beautiful place. There's a conference room on the second floor. The folks down there at the Radisson in Brussels are just like, they bend over backwards to help you.
Isn't that great?
And it's a great location. You're near the different museums.
Yeah.
And it's a walking city as well.
It is.
A lot of stores and restaurants that you can walk within 10, 15, 20 minutes. So
Speaking of bending over backwards, the folks at Air Montreal really do a great job here in Quebec.
Oh, yes. If you're traveling around the province on business and you want a carrier that really wants your business and will go out of their way to make you please, it's Air Montreal, just-in-time travel. Give them a call at 631-2111. Their prices are consistently 50% less than other carriers. Without those restrictions, call today, fly tomorrow, no need to stay a Saturday night. You get free parking at their terminal building on Ryan Avenue in Dorval, no airport improvement fee to pay. Traveling to Rouen, Val-d'Or, Quebec City, Île-de-la-Madeleine, Bagotville. It's Air Montreal, 631-2111.
And just before we head out to the break, I want to thank the listeners so far who've sent in their wonderful stories for our romance contest for that wonderful trip for two we're giving away to Miami. Travel will be in January. We're giving away the trip actually at the end of November. And in line with such thoughts, we want to thank romance. Folks, send us it in. Send it in to our fax number 624-8887. And for the rest, we're going to listen to it after the break.
Right.
Chad, roll the break.
Travel.
Nothing like a little taste of the islands to make you feel warm.
Come on, there's a party tonight.
Real and crucial people. Original King of Lover talking on the microphone.
Now, doesn't that make you feel warm?
When me sing.
I wanna have sex on the beach. Come on, move your body. Sex on the beach.
You guys are bad.
I wanna have sex on the beach.
AM600 Montreal.
Don't forget your best friends when you go on vacation. Call Langeau Kennels in Dorval today, 631-8704. West Islanders have trusted Langeaus with their pets since 1970. With an animal hospital right on the premises, pet owners can relax knowing that a veterinarian is not just on call, he's on site. And your pet will delight in Langeaus' choice of diets and experience care just like at home. Plus, each dog enjoys the freedom of his own indoor and outdoor run. Your pet deserves the very best. Langeaus Country Setting Kennels in Dorval, 631-8704.
Have you noticed that from week to week, your list of pharmacy needs may change? Sometimes it's day to day. That's why Noémie Scheinfeld, owner and pharmacist, and her staff at the Côte Saint-Luc Shopping Center pride themselves on being able to take care of your needs. That means making sure you find what you're looking for, from allergy medication to cough medicine, or just some good advice. For friendly personal service, visit Noémie Scheinfeld, pharmacist in the Côte Saint-Luc Shopping Center, affiliated with PJC Jean Coutu.
Big news from Mishurinov. Change your windows and doors today and don't pay a cent for 6 months with absolutely no interest.
Mishurinov, 274-1159.
As an added bonus, Mishurinov will install energy-efficient low E windows at no extra charge and still no payments or interest for 6 months. That's top-quality windows installed with 100% guarantee by Mishurinov.
Mishurinov, 274-1159. 274-1159.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Ellen.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, very well.
So who gives the best massage in this room?
Without a doubt, it's Chad the engineer.
Absolutely.
And I won't say how I know.
Take a break. You want to sell your rake or some real estate? It's not too late. Keep the faith for Pete's sake. Call Le Journal de Montréal, 888-8888. It's a piece of cake. Don't wait. From 828-888-8888.
This is Sharon Delaney from WXLV-TV in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Stay listening to Travel World with Stephen Pickford here on AM 600 CIQC.
Talk Radio 600 CIQC.
A busy, busy caller, caller, big cry, like a baby in a cradle all night. It swings, ooh, it jives, ooh, shakes all over like a jellyfish.
Ooh, kinda like it.
A crazy little thing called love. Welcome back to Travel World with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford in studio. Eli Khoury is going to be back soon. A crazy little thing called love. We're looking for our wonderful listeners to send in their idea of the perfect romantic holiday in Miami for our contest. We're giving away a trip for two in January, Steve.
Yes, if you give us a little letter, one page, no more, and not much less, and try to get a few original ideas down on paper of what you would consider a romantic weekend getaway, what you would like to do with your special someone in South Florida. And
No cruises. We want imagination.
Stay and on land.
Yes, I know Chad will be here, but we don't want erotic literature either.
And within the area,
although you can kind of come close.
By the area of the Greater Miami and its Beaches Convention and Visitors Bureau, they will fly you down in the month of January, February to escape the ice storm. And
Ice Storm 99, yes, it's coming up.
Yes, we have to get those promos already. And you get down there, four days.
We reinforced our towers, yes.
4 days, three nights. Airfare and hotel accommodations, some touring and shopping vouchers.
$250 shopping voucher.
Yes, $250 shopping voucher. I don't know what you can buy. Well, you could go to the dollar store and buy 250 items. I don't know what you want to do.
Little foam balls. That Robbie can play with.
Yes, you can
buy. And tear to little bits.
Yes, you can buy gifts for your pet. Whatever you want with those shopping vouchers from the Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau.
What else could you do?
What else could you do with $250? Well,
never mind. I didn't want to ask you.
No, that was that. Open-ended question. I know what you can do with it, but
we saw some of the entries that have come in so far, and I'm amazed. Some of the listeners have a great imagination. Thank you for the entries so far. We got some really good ones. It reads better than a Harlequin, and it's fun reading.
Yes,
so.
And the email address is travelworld@reporters.net. All Travel World is all one word, lowercase letters, at reporters.net. The fax number 624-8887, and the mailing address, Post Office Box 1672, Place Bonaventure, Montreal, H5A, 1H7.
So there's plenty of time to get in those letters. Yes. Send them in, and there's a very good chance of winning for everybody. And it takes imagination. It's not a draw, so it's not luck of the draw or anything like that. It takes you.
Yeah.
So if you're imaginative and you can send us a great story, we'd love to hear it, and you stand a good chance of winning.
We'll have our panel of media correspondents through our panel. Yes, our panel. And we'll look through it. And made out of hardwood or softwood, I don't know. And they will...
It's funny you should put it quite that way.
And they will look over those entries, and the person with the imagination and creativity will win.
A romance.
Romance.
Because that's what travel's all about now, isn't it? Eh? If it isn't for romance...
Well, talking about romance, we'll also be heading down to the romance capital of America.
The Poconos.
Pocono
we
Mountains.
Want us back. Eli, come on in.
They have a great great time down there at the Caesars Pocono Palace Resort.
You're entering the land of love.
Land of love, and so many great things, those theme suites and all the recreational activities, the all-inclusive nature of their resorts, Caesars down in the Pocono Mountains. If you're in love, they're the place to go as well.
Eli, it's just a CD. You don't have to sit directly on it.
No, there's a great new book on the Poconos.
Yeah?
By a family who used to own a hotel down there. It's called Remember the Poconos.
Uh-huh.
And it tells you about the history of the Poconos and so on. So
it is a nice place, though. I mean, even aside from the main resorts and stuff, it's spread out. It's beautiful. It's wooded, forested. You can drive around there. There's the Delaware Water Gap, which is it's like a nice channel of... there's a rushing stream. There's also some quiet water. You can go canoeing, Kittatinny Canoe Company. There's also Of course, Trip Ravine's Barley Creek Brew Pub.
Right, where the
Gunnersville.
Canadian Dollar at Par is
Canadian Dollar at Par.
Still going on. And you can just mention you hear it on AM 600.
Well, you have to, and it pays to be a listener to Travel World.
Why is it every time there's a beer company somewhere, Willem knows about it?
I'm doing research for Chad.
Okay. Yes, and there's a great food there at the Barley Creek as well. And
yeah, you see?
Friendly people. And,
it was a nachos dip. That's what I went for.
Sampling the fine cuisine, because it's not expensive, and it's good food, and big portions, and a convenient location near the outlet shopping, which is another thing they have in the Poconos.
Lots
and
of shopping.
And no tax on clothes and shoes and in the state of Pennsylvania.
Beyond that, brew pubs are a fun place to go, because it tends to be a small business. Here's a guy who's making his own beer or whatever. You know me, I'm a two-fisted Diet Coke drinker. And but as I go down there, these guys, they make great food. They have their own little specialties. And I got to tell you something about this guy, Trip Ravine, who runs the Barley Creek Brew Pub. Man, he is one heck of a smart businessman. He's like laid back. You see the guy. And he's like totally unpretentious. He's just looking by. He's watching a couple people do funny things with a napkin and make faces and cutouts and whatever. And he's looking at that and he says, this is what I wanted to do. He was a banker and he wanted to start a business like that where he could just watch people unwind and have a good time. He built the place himself and he's very happy to work with CIQC. And also he likes to see the Montreal listeners come down there. And so far he's welcomed many people. So go on down, visit the man. You'll find he's very fascinating to talk to.
And you can't find a better place to stay when you're down there than Caesars Pocono
Resorts.
You know, they have those number of properties, different specialties in each. Some specialize in golf, others in more other outdoor recreation, canoeing or what have you.
But and indoor recreation.
Indoor recreation. They have those steam suites, which are so unique. And it's seven different styles. And, again, reasonably priced when you include the meals and the other sporting activities.
Yes, you can engage in something which sounds like therapeutic recreation. I just changed the first three letters in one of those words. And anyhow, what it means, it's more of a honeymoon capital. This is the place which is, you got it, didn't you? This is the place which has the champagne glass jacuzzis. I'm serious, this is the place which is better than the brochure. You walk in to this beautiful suite called the Roman Towers, and it's Roman columns and everything, beautiful plush red, totally kitsch, but I mean, tacky in such a nice way. You walk in, beautiful velvet couch, floor-to-ceiling window, beyond which, okay, is your heart-shaped private swimming pool, okay?
Heart-shaped.
Yeah, you bet you like that, Eli, with Chad. Why are you winking at Chad when you say that?
Hey, none of that, all right? I can turn off your mic.
Here goes my marriage.
Anyway, then you have the massage table. And a private sauna. And right in front of you is the champagne glass jacuzzi, 6 feet tall. And you walk around a spiral staircase, go all the way up. Oh, boy. And
you do have to watch. Remember that weight displaces liquid, because you do not want to fill that up the top. First of all, it takes an hour to fill. It takes an hour to fill. And then, of course, when you sit in it, it becomes
splash.
An indoor version of the Bushkill Falls. So there's a tip. Do not fill it right to the rim and then get in it.
Not that we haven't had personal experience on that one, eh?
No. I just read about it in that book. Remembering the Poconos, yes, that Eli was telling us about. It was a big chapter.
You know something? Some of this advice, you wonder about it. I mean, someone's got to have done it.
Somebody had to have done it. It wasn't just maybe they just thought of a weird idea and said, oh, what can we do? And maybe somebody did it. No. It's all out of personal experience. You know, 99% of books.
What was that time we were in the Hotel St. Francis in San Francisco, you and I, and we're getting a property tour. A property tour is basically the sales director of the hotel takes you all through the place and shows you everything. Now, we've seen, you know, a number of hotels, and there are some very, very nice ones, and there are some cookie-cutter hotels, you know, bed, table, chair, hanging lamp, Spectrovision. It's a hotel room, yeah. And, you know, we've seen about the 15th hotel room in the place. We're going, okay, I get the point already. Phone rings. Well, doesn't this guy go and answer the phone? He goes, Rubenstein, after our friend Jay, right?
Right.
And he starts answering the phone, and the guy says, is Bob there? No, Bob's not here. He's busy right now. What are you doing? And the whole guy going online. But then the guy at the phone, he goes, well, what's he doing? I go, oh, no.
No. And then create the whole scenario.
And the sales director turns around and goes, what's going on? Oh, wrong number.
Every story had to have come from somewhere, from somebody's personal experience.
Yeah. Or we go someplace and bunch of dumb stuff we pull off.
Well, that's part of the fun of traveling. Is it if you is, don't come it? Back, I mean, we're heading next week at this time. I will be on board Northwest Airlines.
Oh, next week, 1 week.
Yes, one
we're
week.
In Hawaii. Yeah.
Next week I'll be heading off. I'll be calling in from the airphone actually. While we're
we have about 33 postcards to send out. Don't yeah, we, Steve? Wish you were here.
Yes. Wish you were here. Sorry, you know, should have been nicer to us.
By the way,
what?
I hate you.
But Chad, don't you know you can ride cargo and come with us?
I might just do that.
Chad, I can guarantee you that if you go to Hawaii, you're going to, I won't say the word on the air, but you can get one of those leis put around your neck. Yes.
Yes.
I can get leis?
Well, you said it, I didn't. You said it, I didn't.
Even you.
That's a good reason to go to Hawaii. But I'll be calling in from the airphone. At this time, it'll be...
Wouldn't it be nice? We're going to be calling in the show from the airphone. So from 30,000 feet in the air, you're going to talk to us.
Yes, calling in from the airphone at 30,000 or 35,000 feet on Northwest Airlines.
Those airphones are fun, eh? You get there and you get this little subscription, like GTE Airphone. And just for fun, this guy goes and tempts me. And so I get this one. My number, if you wanted to reach me on the air, is 1-800-4-WILLUM.
Yeah. 1-800-4-WILLUM. And you call it up and you will reach him in the aircraft and tell him, well, you ask him what he's eating, and he's having the chicken or the pasta
the
salad.
Lasagna plate.
The lasagna plate. We're heading east, so you have a lasagna plate, and you're heading west, you have hamburger steak plate. It's one of those things. But the number to call, just a reminder, the number for those
Pizza
Radisson.
Danini.
Well, first the Radisson
Hotel. Radisson Hotel, and then we'll
Radisson
talk about
Hotels,
Danini.
Because we were talking just before with Eli about the Radisson Hotels in Stockholm and in Brussels. 1-800-333-3333 for Radisson Hotels worldwide.
How can you forget 1-800-333-3333?
I don't know. Maybe if you're only thinking zeros and ones, I don't know.
Well, you might be a binary person, yes. That's terrible.
Yes, the humor.
I hate computer humor.
But if you call 383-6000, which is another great number to remember because it's Pizza Donini, it's 11:30 in Montreal, which means time for lunch. Call now at 11:30, 383-6000. Your great Montreal-style pizza will be at your door, oven fresh, piping hot in 30 minutes or less. 31 locations in Greater Montreal. It's Pizza Donini, 383-6000.
Hey, Chad, I bet you work up a real appetite behind the console, right?
Yeah, of course, and I would love a Pizza Danini pizza.
There we go. Yes, yes. Not that we prompted him or anything.
No,
like that.
No. No need for a teleprompter here.
Where's my check?
No, you say that in Cantonese. You go, Hai bendo woge jipyo. That's where's my check. Or if you want to say in Japanese, you go, Okanawa doko deska, which is where's my money. That's the first words you learn in any language is how to ask for money.
How to ask for money. Lots of people
Some people
know.
Waste their time learning bad words. You just ask for money.
Yes, I mean, the words for money.
Chad, roll the break.
You guys are bad.
AM 600.
CIQC Montreal.
Take a one-hour vacation and soothe your body at Luxocor, mesotherapy at its finest. Enjoy a professional, therapeutic, Swedish, Californian, or stress-healing massage in a warm, inviting, upscale atmosphere given by a caring staff for whom your total comfort and well-being are the utmost concern. Luxocor, 374-8181, open 7 days a week from 10 to 10 by appointment only. Your body deserves a break. Relax and enjoy at Luxocor today, 374-8181. Melt your cares away with Luxocor, 374-8181.
Mitch Melnick here for Baton Rouge. Four locations and soon to be a fifth in Galerie d'Anjou. Yes, the same warm, classy, but unpretentious atmosphere, an amazing menu topped off by incredible slip-off-the-bone barbecue baby back ribs will be opening soon, very soon, in the East End at Galerie d'Anjou, Baton Rouge.
Of course we take the time to get it all just right to make each dish divine so you'll come back next time. Baton Rouge, it's the place.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Most people have a physical every year, but when was the last time you had a financial physical? If you have an investment or RRSP portfolio, make sure you know all the facts about your investments. One way to do that is to listen to The Money Show, Sundays from 5 to 6 with Babas Chronopoulos on AM 600. Another way to get the best investment advice is to order the free special reports from Investors Group. Learn all you need to know about RRSPs and tax planning. Call 1-888-829-2725. That's 1-888-829-2725.
Mm. Hey, you're eating yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know yogurt's made from active cultures?
Mm.
And do you know what that means?
Mm-mm.
It means it's alive.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Yogurt's alive. And you know what happens when live things get in you, don't you?
Uh-uh.
They search for nourishment. In fact, right now, little yogurt parasites are stampeding through your system, attaching themselves to vital organs and leeching the life out of them. That cup of yogurt is eating you from the inside out, chewing on you from tongue to tailbone. That's why eating yogurt helps you lose weight. So go on. Have some cool, delicious yogurt. Yogurt, it's like swallowing a ravenous rat whole.
This message brought to you from the National Ice Cream Council, who urges you to stop eating yogurt because it's alive, and that's pretty icky.
Hi, this is Kim Campbell, former Prime Minister of Canada. I've traveled far from Montreal, and you're listening to Travel World on CIQC AM 600.
CIQC.
Oh, hot, hot, hot. We're back on Travel World. Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford mooning over our Hilton Hawaiian Village.
Yes, looking at the beautiful brochure, Hilton is the chain to stay at. The Hilton Hawaiian Village on Oahu and the Hilton Waikoloa Village on the Big Island of Hawaii. We'll be there next week. 2 weeks' time on the 31st, doing the show live from Waikiki at the Hilton Hawaiian Village.
And it pays to listen to Travel World once again because we have another lucky listener who has won one of our mini contests. Of course, as you can hear, we do put in the occasional joke commercial, a few parodies like our yogurt parody, which was just on now. We got a couple more coming up. And it was our lucky listener, Felicia Cohen, from Snowden area, who has correctly identified our last week's parody as being the School of Intercom Announcing. So, Felicia, congratulations. You win a Pizza Danini coupon.
And I think Jacques Fortin, the SDC of M, has already called her to offer her a job at the at the Transit Commission.
What was that? Not here, it's not on here, communicate.
Yeah.
Cause an interruption.
Due to an interruption in service, yes. We have those coded buzzwords.
What's your favorite one that you hear all the time on the metro? That
ding, ding. Yeah.
Tania communicate.
It's always 131.
À cause d'un incident, service interrompu sur la ligne bleue.
But we're going away to Hawaii.
Ah, yes.
And one thing, a lot of snowbirds are going away.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always the concern over the cost of medical insurance. And there's some information here. Voyageur Travel Insurance is now making available to healthy seniors age 55 to 79 who are traveling for extended periods of time, 45 to 183 days. If they fill out a questionnaire, they can save anywhere on average 15 to 20%. Because they qualify, so they don't have have to pay some of the higher premiums. Because of course, it's premiums and insurance are relative to your age and the length of stay.
Mm-hmm.
So if don't fall into a high risk category, no pre-existing conditions, and you're not a smoker, et cetera, you fill out the questionnaire and you get savings and some sample savings.
Yeah,
you can. I had an example of a lady who was going for 3 months or so and cut her almost by around 35% based on her age. And, she paid going in December, coming back in March, around $340, whereas the original premium would have been over $600.
Wow.
So by qualifying.
This man saves money.
That's the way to go. And Voyageur Insurance, you can give me a call during the week at 626-3132 if you're a healthy senior going away for a long period of time.
Wow.
See if you qualify for Voyageur Insurance's new product for Canadian snowbirds called Health Select.
Well. What all does it cover, Steve? Everything or what?
Health Select. Government health plans, first of all, cover you for very little. I mean, it covers you for what you would have received here in the province.
A Band-Aid.
Right. So, you have a short medical questionnaire, and then you have medical assistance available 24 hours a day. And, you know, they give you an 800 number, a number to call, collect, and they will set up the, you know, the coverage plan so you don't have to advance the money at the hospital. They can arrange for direct billing.
So you got some discounts for seniors as well as that. I also know that you're excellent at finding the best deals and also the best ways of saving money when it comes to travel through the U.S. I mean, you mentioned this USA on business fares an awful lot. Now, the way I am given to understand, I'm a novice in the airline world. You're the expert by all stretches of the imagination, as it were. When you travel, usually the airlines try to book you in advance. They want, you know, as far in advance as possible. They want you to stay a Saturday night. I don't understand the reasoning for that. And then they'll give you a reasonable fare. They otherwise, full fare to Toronto is, what, $500 or $600?
Yeah,
bucks.
Around 560 plus tax.
Now, how do these other fares work? I mean, I was going to go to the States, like L.A., and it was going to cost me good $1,600, $1,700 for the ticket.
Even more now. Yeah. It's like over 2,000.
Right.
If you call, like all airfares, there's only so many seats per flight, but you can reserve up to 2 days in advance and stay a minimum 2 nights, maximum 60. For example, this is with U.S. Airways, and you can pay like $450 plus tax. It's just a capacity-controlled fare, so many seats given per flight, so the earlier you book, still the better to ensure that you have the availability, but they're trying to encourage passengers. It's all a market share equation to get people to try U.S. Airways and hope they stick with them. The other carriers, to varying degrees, also have this type of fare structure: Continental, Delta, Northwest, with varying restrictions. But in general, 2 or 3 days advance purchase and a stay of between 2 and 4 day minimum. But you don't have to stay the Saturday night, and the saving is like 75%. You're sometimes getting better fares, like Montreal to New York. Even if you reserve 14 or 21 days in advance and stay a Saturday night, they're looking fares, are $250 to $300 no matter what. With Continental, 2 days advance, 2 day minimum stay, no Saturday night, $249 plus tax. So you're getting the same fare as other carriers, but without all of those restrictions. And, and you're still flying on major carriers. You're not flying from a charter at 3 in the morning from Mirabel on a Tupolev,
A Tupolev,
and there's one flight a week. And and these tickets, while they're non-refundable, they're also changeable, reusable for between 50 and 75 U.S. plus difference in fare. So you haven't lost all your money like on a charter. You're going on a regularly scheduled airline, so you get your advanced seat selection. You get your frequent flyer mileage. If they cancel the flight, well, they can endorse you and put you on another flight. So you don't have all the restrictions of charters, but you're getting those good savings. So there's no need to pay $2,500 to go, unless you do really want the flexibility or you want to mix your airlines or whatever.
I know when you booked me to L.A. that time, instead of the $1,600 fare, you said, well, Willem, I have this other one. You pay $365. I got 2 tickets.
Right.
And I left like a couple days later on, and I went for the weekend.
Right. I mean, there are... People think, I'm calling today, it's Saturday, I want to go next Wednesday, and it's going to cost me, and I want to come back Friday, and they're prohibited by the cost. They said, with the taxes in there, I mean, they're going to say $3,000 or something with all the taxes. And they say, no. With the taxes, you could go for around $550 tax included. So there's no need to stay home. If your travels are to the United States, there's no need to stay home and say, well, I can't afford it. There are those options out there with all of the U.S. carriers.
That is fantastic. So you're definitely the expert there. We wanted to get Eli in here talking about Brussels because, of course, we know in Brussels, when we went down there in 1991, that there is a very famous statue that they're very pretentious about called Monnikin Peace, which is essentially a guy taking a leak. And they're all proud of this little statue. And the way they talk about it, you'd think it was this gigantic statue in the middle of a courtyard.
I was waiting for something in a town square, a roped off, security guards, flood lit at night, and walked around. And if it wasn't pointed out to me, I would have missed it. That was the thing with the with that statue. One of those things that gets greatly overhyped.
Oh, overhyped. So Eli, when you were in Brussels, have a seat. When you were in Brussels, we're talking about Monnikin Peace here. Did you see that statue, Monnikin Peace, in Brussels?
No, the only statue I saw was of Tintin.
Tintin, that would be him. Right? Monnikin Peace, when we went there, it turns out it's this little teeny-weeny thing, barely a foot high.
Yeah. You know what? It was in the hotel. It's a little.
There's lots of replicas all over. Replicas all over town. The main one is just near the Radisson in a little square. Near some nice little restaurants and cafes where you can get...
In La Grande Place.
Yeah. It's just off La Grande Place.
Exactly.
And there's basically it's this little one in a dingy corner. We're going, This is what we came to see.
It was right near the Puppet Museum.
Yes. The Puppet Museum was worth it. Yeah, that's the one. That's him.
Oh, yeah, right. That is him.
Yeah.
When
we were there, we thought Chad would love to see this.
Yeah. And you know, and recreated it. It's no truth to the rumor that it was actually commissioned by an iced tea manufacturer, but the to promote their products.
Yes, yes.
But
that is, of course, the story of Stephen. We took a long trip, and we were on a bus, and Stephen thought it would be a great idea because he was so thirsty. He drank a 2-liter, one of those Lipton iced tea things. Well, about 15 minutes into the trip, man lost about 3 liters of fluid.
No, it's not a good idea to drink either iced tea or as Bill Luxton once said, a large bottle of prune juice for a long bus trip.
Not a
good idea. Yeah. Travel tips, but there's had a chance this week as well to drop by the remodeled Bonaventure Hilton Hotel.
Oh, tell us about that. Is that with Le Castillon on top?
Yep.
Le Castillon and my buddy Gordon Courtney.
$12 million renovation. It opened in 1967 as a Westin, but the past 21 years it's been a Hilton. And our group, the Travel Media Association, was treated.
TMAC, yes.
TMAC, friends of the show, Bram Eisenthal and Sandra Phillips.
Sandra Phillips.
We had a special chef's table prepared by Executive Chef Hervé Dumont.
Yummy.
And we had a tour of the kitchens and how everything is prepared. To answer that question of property tours, they do have a kosher kitchen.
Yes.
They do
What are the 6 questions, Steve? Let me see. What is the rack rate? Do you offer kosher kitchen? What's the capacity of this ballroom theater style? Do you cater to the travel, leisure, or the transient market?
Which international reservation system do you belong to? You can ask those questions at any hotel and get an answer, but it was a very nice meal. Complemented with appropriate wines, and it had the roasted loin of red deer with a duckling liver escalope truffle potato millefeuille. So that was the main dish, and it was the executive chef sat there with us and explained each of the dishes and each of the wines. So it was an experience, and they're trying to put together on a regular basis a chef's table program possibly in the future. So that's something to see at the Bonaventure Hilton.
We'll talk a little more after the break. It's 11:45 in Montreal, and you're still 15 minutes away from getting your pizza, Danini Pizza. Chad, roll the break.
Travel World will continue.
Keep on a rockin' me, baby.
Go choose some wafer blade.
Keep on a rockin' me, baby.
Kinda look like a couple of red lobsters.
Keep on a
rockin' me, baby. CIQC Montreal.
When it comes to your favorite brand names and looking your very best, Cavendish Mall is where to shop at this season. Quality selection and styles you'll love from Additionnel, Cotton Jenny, Jacob, Gigi, Kendo, Carissia, Browns, and The Gap. Cavendish Mall, where you'll find a unique choice for all your necessities from Aldo, Quelquehose, Spa Saint Laurent, Creation Coiffeur, Naturalizer, Lingerie Select, Boutique Lillian Roots, huge playground, restaurants, cinemas, and stores. Cavendish Mall in Côte Saint-Luc.
Big news from Michel Renov. Change your windows and doors today and don't pay a cent for 6 months with absolutely no interest.
Monsieur Renov, 274-1159.
As an added bonus, Michel Renov will install energy-efficient low-E windows at no extra charge and still no payments or interest for 6 months. That's top-quality windows installed with 100% guarantee by Michel Renov.
Monsieur Renov,
274-1159. 274-1159.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks and maps, plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loosport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jetsetter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jetsetter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jetsetter, Montreal's travel accessory center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and Saint-Urbain. Telephone 271-5058.
There is so much furniture on display at Furniture Wholesalers. You may go there and you may say to them, look, I'd just like to wander around. I'd just like to look at those dining room sets, those bedroom sets, those living room sets, those occasional things. I just want to look around, and they'll leave you free to do that. travel through the different floors, look at all of the furniture right there in room settings so you get an idea of how it would look at your place. And then, you want somebody to help you, snap your fingers and ask for some help and you'll get your help. Or maybe you'll go into Furniture Wholesalers and you'll say, I know specifically what I want. Would you take me to whatever it is you're looking for? Count on this. If it's mattresses, it's Simmons Mattresses. They have the best prices in town. If it's furniture, they have virtually every kind of name brand furniture, absolutely at the lowest prices in town. Furniture Wholesalers. They are at 6820 St. Urban, north of Beaubien. Their phone number is 274-8255.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagary Travels USA on business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call a corporate travel specialist at Zagary Travel in Dollard today, 626-3132, to find out how you can shave your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagary, 626-3132.
I'm Dennis Chisholm of Chisholm Appcor. When the time comes to change your existing windows and doors, or renovating your kitchen or bathroom as part of your plans, and when you know you just can't put off redoing your roof any longer, call Chisholm Appcor at 364-1890 for your free estimate and to get things started. Chisholm Appcor has been providing Montrealers with their renovation needs since 1956 and would be proud to have you as one of our valued customers. Chisholm Appcor, where quality and service is a 42-year tradition. That's Chisholm Appcor, 364-1890.
Every woman is looking for a fragrance that is her own unique scent.
Coupe le fromage.
I know. I am designer Geoffrey Beans, and I have a new fragrance so overwhelming it practically announces itself.
Coupe le fromage.
Yes, coupe le fromage. The silent but deadly scent that turns a crowded room into a quiet place for you. And you alone.
Coupe le fromage.
It surrounds you with your own smell, as pungent as opium, as lethal as poison. Coupe le fromage, the aroma that says, anybody got a match?
Coupe le fromage.
Just look for the bottle shaped like a finger and give it a pull. Yes, she who smelt it, dealt it.
Coupe le fromage.
In English.
Cut. Cheese.
For her, coupe le fromage, and for the outdoor man, windbreaker.
Ah.
Wear it and be alone.
Hi, this is Cynthia Fodor from KCCI TV in Des Moines, Iowa. Happy to be back on the air in Montreal again with Stephen Pickford and Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
Hey, 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 hey. We're going off the deep end on Travel World.
Yes.
Rolling with Stephen.
Next week, heading off on the road to Hawaii.
Hawaii. And we've got a special guest online with us. One of our good friends, a great correspondent, a lovely lady, and a super mom, Cynthia Fodor from Des Moines, Iowa. Cynthia, welcome to Travel World again.
Thank you very much. Hi, Willem. How are you?
Doing just fine. How is your pet?
Oh, just fine. I've got them locked in the other room so I can get through this.
That's great. That's great. And did you finally get the bats out of the basement?
We finally have gotten rid of the bat problem. Thank God.
You called the Batman.
Right here for months.
I was wondering what kind of power tools he was going to use next to get them out, eh?
Yeah, well, I think we figured out we just closed the vent to the chimney, and we haven't seen any more since.
Oh, that's
that
good.
That will be a good solution.
How are you?
Good, good. Having
Are you excited for Hawaii?
Oh, yes. Just one more week. This time next week, we'll be on that Northwest Airlines flight from Minneapolis en route to Honolulu.
Well, Well, believe me, right now today in Des Moines, Iowa, we are having thunderstorms.
Wow.
Pouring rain. All of the leaves are coming down off the trees before they've even turned color yet.
Mm.
They're just starting to turn.
So it creates the right scenario for you to get away to get to Hawaii.
Absolutely. Winter is on the way here.
Not that you're not going to lord it over everybody, right?
Oh, of course not.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that.
No,
I'm
no.
just going to kind of sneak away and sneak back and... And,
beam our live pictures.
Yes.
Yeah, we still want to see some of that TV footage of you and that snake.
Oh, that's right.
You remember that?
Yes, and I just found a picture here sitting by my desk of the bungee jump, so I'll have to send you one of those.
Oh, no.
Oh, two things in a week. Oh, boy.
Yes.
I pass on both of them. They offered us some of those events in
right,
Hawaii,
yeah.
and I said, no, thank you. Anyway, you were just back from San Antonio, which is a place we went to ourselves, so 1990, 91 we were
91, down. Red Corsica.
Yes.
That's my camera in the car.
Yeah, so it's been a while for you guys. So I thought, I don't know about you, but I thought it was a really charming city, different from any other place I've ever been, and mostly because of that river walk.
Oh, yeah.
It had that feel of a, you know, small Mexican village, the downtown area, or, you know, that a town in Spain. It had that whole flavor because of the river walk.
Right, and it's almost like a lower level of the city that you walk down to, 2.5 miles of the river, and it's a kind of a small river there because that's where the headwaters are near the downtown. And you can either walk around or take one of the little gondolas, which is a very peaceful little slow cruise on the river, which I really enjoyed. And, of course, all of the little sidewalk cafes and boutiques and very... romantic too. In fact, a friend of mine who goes there thinks it's the most romantic city in the country.
Ooh.
I don't know about that. I was there for a conference. So,
so he didn't have much chance.
Not much for romance, eh?
Yeah, right. You know how conferences are. You're lucky if you can get out of the hotel and even see anything because you're so busy with meetings and everything. But it was hard not to. Of course, everybody went down to the Riverwalk every evening for dinner. At different restaurants, great Mexican food, the best margaritas in the world, I think.
So you had a few?
I had a few.
14 lime daiquiris, perhaps?
Not that many.
Like our intrepid Steve here?
But that, of course, puts you in that whole, you know, state of mind as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the more you drink, Will.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, they have the open-air streetcars going through the streets, which you can just hop on and... you know, around every corner, a Peruvian band or a jazz band playing. And, of course, I love the old huge cypress trees that lean over the river and just all of the green foliage there and lush.
A brush and atmosphere.
Oh, how wrong I was.
We have my...
Right?
What was that all about?
Have we... Well, Stephen and I went, Stephen went down in 87 to Jacksonville with Dave Watts and a whole bunch of other people. And Dave Watts recorded a little video with Bill Luxton. And, I don't know, some classic lines that we've been recycling for about
Yes, there were so many lines in that Bill Luxton video.
Oh, I'll have to see it because that one kind of went right over my head.
Oh,
there.
Like everybody. Don't worry about that.
Lots of things on this show are totally
Well, Dave Watts
humor.
Was a radio guy in Ottawa for a while. Bill Luxton is a TV guy from, Cornwall, Ottawa area. And Bill brought his video camera. And they're all on the beach in Jacksonville. And he starts going, well, you never know who you're going to meet on the beach of Jacksonville, which is funny enough because he's with his group. And he goes, from Radio Line, Dave Watts. And Dave starts talking. He says, move a little closer to the mic, Dave. You know better than that. Radio man and everything. And so... We've used that a million times.
We use those lines that they... I think every trip you go on, you always come back with memories and you always come back with stories about what people said, what people did. I think that's the fun part.
And the other thing is, as you just mentioned, I mean, it is such a small world. It seems like everywhere you go, you run into somebody who's either from your hometown or from the state you're living in or whatever. I mean, people really do get around a lot.
Right, like when we were talking this week, and you said, oh, I know Iga, you know?
Oh, yeah, Iga Gash from Hilton Hotel.
I saw that name, I was like, Iga!
Iga!
Not about Iga.
Not like Chad goes, Uga.
Yeah, well, this was a person who I knew years ago in Pittsburgh who Stephen has had contact with, and haven't seen or heard from her probably in 10 years.
Well, one of our friends of the show, she's high up at Hilton.
Director of Corporate Communications now for Hilton Hotels in Beverly Hills, and a great help to this show.
Well, she was always just a wonderful help and a wonderful person. That's the other thing I wanted to mention about San Antonio is the food down there.
Yummy.
I don't. Do Canadians like Mexican food?
Oh, yeah.
Willem does.
Yeah, I do, actually.
One border to the other.
Mm-mm-mm. Yepers.
Uh-huh. And the Mexican food was just incredible, I thought. I mean, it's not what you get, you know, just your standard chi-chis or whatever.
Yeah.
And, of course, the Texas barbecue.
Oh, yes. Love the barbecue.
Excellent as well. And we went to one restaurant there that I was just really impressed with, and we didn't plan to go there or anything like that. And it was called the Ginger Tree. And it was the neatest place. It was a restaurant set up on the hillside on the street, but it had patios on tiers all the way down to the Riverwalk, private patios surrounded by trees and greenery and things like that. At night, the lighting was just beautiful, and again, all those huge cypress trees.
Oh, just a beautiful time. And
oh, wow.
Cynthia, glad you could join us for a few minutes today, but we'll see you on board Northwest next Saturday en route to one of our favorite trips, I'm sure, Hawaii.
Can't wait to say aloha.
Aloha, and our regards to Jake and Danny, and I hope he's got his relocation package from the mayor of Montreal.
Yeah, Danny's ready to move.
Thanks a lot there, Cynthia. We got to get going. And our lucky listeners, please send in your entries to our contest. We got to get going. I'm Willem Backus for Travel World. Thank you for listening.
And I'm Stephen Pickford. Join us again next Saturday from 11 to noon for Travel World right here on AM 600 CIQC, Montreal's interactive information station.